Hello, welcome back, everybody. This is Julie Knutson with the podcast Training the Pointing Labrador, episode number 112. Today's episode is going to be about training dogs, any kind of dog, your pet at home, a performance dog. It's going to be talking about dog psychology and people working with dogs, at least one lady's opinion. And the aspect of dog training that goes across the board that I'm going to go into a little bit of depth today is the use of praise, because that's that can be very contentious. People really feel strongly about the use of praise, and some, you know, use it excessively and others hardly at all. And usually what you find when people are using praise, and I want to talk about what praise is, but when they use it, it's usually completely a personal thing about themselves and how they feel about stuff and how they feel about the world and what's wrong and what there needs to be more of. And so, therefore, when they're interacting with their dogs, they're going to do this. And so praise very often, not always, very often, derives from some internal feeling, emotion. It's always an emotion that we have that's fairly strong. Either that, or we don't ever use praise at all and really kind of clueless and aren't sure, like, good dog, and aren't really sure how we're supposed to use it. So I want to at least give everyone listening to this some food for thought, so you can think about if you use praise, if you don't, why, how, what are you wanting to get out of it? Because praise in any relationship with anything, human, you know, or certainly our animals, is a bit of a tool. It really is. It's something that you use, if you think about it. It's something you use to communicate something to the other person, dog, whatever, or to get a response that you want from the other person or dog or whatever. So praise falls under that category. So therefore, it can be very, very useful, or it can be very, very just filler, just stuff that fills in and therefore becomes sort of background noise. So again, I'm going to say praise is either to elicit some sort of response from whoever you're praising, or to communicate something that you think is important, or a combination of both. So praise in, and let's use kids. Because either we have some or we were one. So that's kind of helpful. I like to use kids as a little bit of example. And I'll tell a story. One time I was giving this just brilliant lecture, right, to somebody whose dog I was training. And I had gotten the dog in a little bit spoiled of a condition, let's say. And so I was trying to explain to this lady. She wasn't the one that hunted with the dog. It was her husband, but it was her dog. And so I was trying to explain this way that I deal with dogs. And I said, so if you had a kid, and she did, she had, you know, junior high school or grade school kids. And I said, so if they get good grades in school, do you get them a bicycle? And she said, yes. So my argument went right out the window on that one. So I stopped giving that kind of an argument, because people, things they do with their kids is maybe a little bit different than I did with mine. But I'm going to just talk about praise with kids, and then we'll transfer that over to dogs. But praise, let's just isolate praise. So when we're talking about praise, most people think praise, oh, I'm saying good dog. So when a dog hears whatever your version of praise is, the words that you say, the phrase, whatever it is, you want that to want them to associate that with something. You want them that I am very happy with you. What you just did was very good. And so that's your feeling when you're telling them good dog, right? So on their side of it, since they don't have vocabulary, every time you make that sound with that emotion, whatever it is, good dog, oh, good boy, good dog is what everybody likes to say. Whenever you make that sound, then you're happy. And then when you're happy, then they're not in trouble, or they're not, you know, everything is good. Yay. Maybe I can jump on you, or I can run over and slam into you or whatever, but hey, you're happy. And so they make an association depending on what you do with this praise with it. So whatever your intention is, is that. But the dog is going, oh, they're making that sound. Hey, maybe we're going to quit now. This is great. I'm happy. So a lot of times when you just throw out a lot of good dogs, then you are creating an association. Make sure you want it to be the association that you want. So that's just something to think about. So let's just use humans, since I'm a human and you're a human, and we're talking about philosophical things. If you go to work for me, you come to work for me, and you're going to learn how to train dogs for a little bit, and it's real important to you. So you go to work for me, which means if you do that, you got a lot of pooper scooping and kennel cleaning and stuff like that to do in addition to the other stuff. But let's say that, you've never done this before and it's really hard, right? And so you're out there and you're trying your best and you make some mistakes. But good Lord, you're giving a good effort and you wrote down everything I said and you're trying to do it and you're trying to get it done ahead of time so that when we're going to go out and do the dog stuff, you're ready to go. Right? But you made 5 mistakes over there, right? But man, you are giving it everything you had. So, and I have 2 choices now. When I come to you, this person is working for me and you are trying your hardest, right? Now I have 2 options. I can look out there and see 5 mistakes. You didn't put that away. You didn't close that. You know, this and that happened. There was 5 mistakes. A lot of other good stuff, 5 mistakes. So I'm going to talk to you about the 5 mistakes that you made. And then I'm very happy that you're on time, right? And then we're going to proceed and I'm going to help you get better. Or the other thing I can do when you come to work for me and you are giving it everything you've got and you made 5 mistakes, but that's because there's 800 things to think about and you're trying real hard. And I see that. I see that not everything was perfect, but I see your level of effort and your caring. And I talk about that. And I say, yeah, I see you are just giving it everything you have and you got over here on time and man, you gave a shot at everything over there and I can see how much this means to you and it's nice to see somebody that's trying this hard. You're doing, I'm impressed. That's a great level of effort. Okay, which one of those is going to get the best growth out of you as an employee? Which one? Now, if you constantly make mistakes and never learn and never repeat, okay, now we got a capability issue here. But if you do have the ability and you do have the talent, and in the beginning, you're not perfect, but you're giving it everything you have, and I see that, and I let you know that I see that, doesn't mean I let you off the hook. Doesn't mean I don't have you go back and fix those 5 things at the end of the day. But you see that I see what you're doing and how much this means to you. Right? You're going to take what I say very seriously and you're going to try harder the next time. Where if I just point out your mistakes and I, also say, well, and then, but you're here on time and so that's good. And we have this kind of, I don't really see you, I see the task. When I just see the task that I want and I don't, you're just there performing it, right? We don't connect and you're probably not going to the next day. You're not going to give twice. Maybe you are. Maybe you're one of those people who just would anyway. But I'm just saying that day after day of that, where I am looking at the task, evaluating the task, responding to the task versus looking at you, looking at your heart, looking at your level of effort, looking at what this means to you, look at the energy and the personal investment you have in it. And that's what I talk about. Okay, I'm going to get a whole lot more out of you. And you are going to really believe in this and enjoy it and participate in it and maybe get everything you hoped you got out of it. That's kind of how it works with most people. And good heavens, folks, that is exactly how it works with dogs. If you are task-oriented and the dog is doing what you want, and when they're doing what you want, you tell them, good dog. Okay, We're just addressing the task. And whether the dog cares, doesn't care, giving it everything it has, just doing enough to get by, you don't really acknowledge, but the task is being carried out, then this sort of dry, non-heart-based kind of thing is going to be what the dog is going to continue and take into this. So the next day, I'm probably going to get the same level of effort for them, or maybe less if they aren't feeling it, or they're tired, or I'm just kind of boring. Versus when you have a dog who may not be completing the task as well as another dog, but good Lord, that little hummer's trying. You know, they are really, really trying. That's the dog, even though if you watched, you know, if I had a dog that got everything real quickly and didn't have to put a lot of effort into it, I would praise at appropriate times, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then I had another little dog that didn't get it that quick and didn't understand everything, but was giving me everything he had. Okay, you're going to see me pouring a lot of my heart out to that dog because that dog's pouring a lot of its heart out to me. And I have a dog in training right now, and a couple of you listening to this may know what I'm talking about. He's a little brown guy, and this dog has a heart of gold. Sometimes when I teach him stuff, now he's handling now. I mean, he's got titles. He's already doing great stuff. Just a puppy. But so when I started training him, it's like, I'm not sure he gets this. I'm not sure he understands. And I would tell his owner, he's doing pretty well. But we're just kind of bumping along right now. And he was in the beginning real worried. Oh, well, maybe I should come get him. Well, not yet. But as I get to know this dog, if I asked him to jump off the top of my house, he'd go, well, if you're serious, I will do it. He's that kind of dog. And so when we do all these complicated things, he's been through the double T, he's been through the swim by, now he's starting to put all that together out in the field, which is a whole lot of stuff, right? And so it's a lot. And sometimes, like when I was putting him through the swim by, I don't think he always understood exactly what we were doing. I mean, you could see he would interpret and his interpretation would be a little off. But by golly, he was giving me 100% in his misinterpretation of me putting my, you know, right hand out and doing something. So whenever this dog was getting confused, but he would try really hard to do something, I would find some way to make what he was trying to do right and tell him, good dog. Oh my gosh, I had him. I just had his heart and soul. And so we went through a dog that I'm going to say had to, you know, redo the math problems a couple times throughout all of this, who has gone as faster than any dog I've ever had through the whole deal. And the reason he's done that is because he cared so much. And because I could see how much he cared. I mean, this little guy, when he gets off the trailer to come work, he doesn't go running around sniffing and peeing. He comes right up and sits down and shoves his head into the collar. I'm not kidding. Or the leash or whatever I'm putting on. He shoves his, let's go. And even when it's hard and it's scary and all that stuff, he just tries really hard. And so the dog's level of effort is extraordinary. And because of that, acknowledging that, seeing that, not looking at the mistakes he's made, because all along he made mistakes. You know, like I said, I didn't think I'd get him on the double T's. Great. I didn't think I'd get him through the swim by. Did all kinds of strange things, but he was trying his very best. And because of seeing and acknowledging his effort and making his effort pay off and letting him know, yes, bud, that's exactly what I wanted you to do. Again, I have a dog that is harder for him to figure stuff out, who's gone as faster than any dog I've ever trained, right? Because of his level of effort and my being aware of that and not looking at the mistakes that he makes, but looking at the heart that he's giving me. And I don't know if I'm doing a good enough job of explaining that, but that's the real use of praise in any animal for anything. Now, that's one kind of animal. That's the employee that you get that says, oh, I'm so glad to be here. I'm so happy to be with you. And I'm going to try my best and I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, that's that kind. Now, if you got an employee or a dog that's like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm not sure I really, how they call millennials. I have millennial kids. And they're not really too much that way. So I'm not going to throw that moniker on everybody, but that's kind of what people do right now. But, you know, they kind of come and go, I'm not sure. I want to do the fun stuff. I do not like the boring stuff. And I get dogs like that. So, okay, I'm not heaping praise all over that kind of thing. So on a dog like that, heaping praise just makes them take more advantage of you. So you don't want that. So let's don't heap praise. Let's start teaching these dogs. And this goes for your house pet or anything else. You know, you want them to walk on a leash with you without pulling. You know, that takes a couple days, folks, to do that. Not weeks and months. So we're going to teach the little dog, you're going to walk with me on a leash pleasantly. And you know, if it's a little one that's trying really hard, that's not going to be very hard. And when he does what you want, you know, you just, that's a good boy. Very calmly, that's a good boy. And when they're one that doesn't, then we're going to walk along and require that they do everything right. For obedience people, when they do all kinds of awful stuff, or, you know, they just don't try to work with you, then you use indirect pressure on sit or on hear or something. In other words, you enforce things that they understand. And, you know, the obedience section describes all that. But if their mind is on, I just don't care about this, let's get their mind on sitting or healing or coming to you. And let's enforce that enough so that they're going, holy cow, you're really serious. I guess I better do this. And then when they start working to sit right when you say, or working to heal with you, when they start to give you effort, then we praise stuff. So one of the misnomers I see in the use of praise, when people, it's like dogs are idiots, is what I get out of this. I've heard that use praise whenever they do what you want, tell them good dog. And when they do what you don't want, don't say anything at all. Well, I have some dogs I would like those people to train. Because if you didn't say anything at all, they'd be going, cool, I'll just do this. And then if they did what you wanted and you praised them after same all the time and they didn't try very hard, they're going to be, again, going, shoot, I don't even have to try over here. This, they don't take you very seriously because you're not enforcing things and requiring that they work hard. So I don't agree with praises for when they do what you want and don't praise when they don't do what you want because they're really not that simple-minded. They got this thing a whole lot better than we realize. So it's, if they give you effort and they're trying hard and maybe they're a little unsure about this, then that's a praiseworthy thing. If they know what they're doing and they're doing their job, that's not praiseworthy. That's them doing their job. You know, just like you knew how to boot up this podcast and listen to it. If we praised you every time you did it, oh, you got it turned on and downloaded. That is so good for you. You know, you'd be going, this lady's an idiot. And that's the same thing as dogs. They don't think those words. But when you just praise them for doing regular stuff, praise becomes nothing. It becomes meaningless. Because for them who know their job and carry out their job, and you're just praising heck like they, you know, just cured cancer, that dilutes any praise you'd ever have. So that's a kind of important thing to think about. Again, praise is not for, you know, whenever they do what I say, I praise them. Because if they always do what you say, you're going to be praising all the time. What happens when they do something extraordinary? So let's talk a little bit more about praise. Praise should be, in my opinion, right? Praise should be a recognition of genuine effort. Doesn't have to be, again, that they did everything right. Or even that they gave everything they had to try and do what was being asked. That is praiseworthy. And there's a zillion places where, you know, when you first teach them to stop on a whistle, if we're talking about retriever stuff. At first, you know, after you teach them, you force them to go. And then you're going, no, wait, now stop. You know, and for a while you have to use, I use the rope. You have to use a rope to make them stop. Once they go, all right, I think when I hear that whistle, I'm supposed to stop. And they give you that effort, that is a good dog. All right, let's praise that. But after they've learned to do that, every time they sit on the whistle, I'm not praising them because that's their job. And they clearly understand it. And so they're going to carry it out. So, oops, sorry about that. Little cat interruption, had to get that where we'd have noise on here. So once they do their job, you don't continue to praise them. The thing, praise in and of itself, the communication, whatever it is you do, the communication means I see your effort and I want you to know that it's a good thing. That's exactly what we want here. Good thing. You're trying and you're doing a good job. It does not mean now you can come slam into me or we're all done. You can jump on me. You can spit out whatever's in your mouth. You can just run off. Praise should be a powerful and singular communication. So a lot of times what I see is, you know, your dog does something really nice. You know, they just did the water blind great. And they tried so hard to do all, you know, stay in the water and do all the right stuff. Maybe they even stayed in the water a little too long, which isn't good, right? Because that's effort. That's why you never get after them for trying and staying in the water too much or being worried about getting out. You don't get after them for that because they're trying hard to do the right thing. You don't praise them necessarily, but you don't get them in trouble because they are giving you effort. Effort should never be punished. Wrong effort, you know, mistakes. That's not a punishing thing. But what we want is, hold on a second, cat. I'm sorry about that. I got the cat out of here. I hate interruptions on this stuff. Okay, so praise should be a single, powerful communication. It should not be this daisy chain of events. Is you made me really happy and you did really good and so now you're off the hook and you no longer have to do anything. We're done working together. It's all over. That I see that all the time. So when a dog comes back and you say good dog, that doesn't mean anything but you're a good dog. You still need to complete the task. You still need to come in. You still need to sit down. You still need to hand me whatever you retrieved. If I say good dog, you can be really happy, but you still sit there. Don't make the praise for anything be just this sequence of events that means, woo, we're done. As soon as I praise you, we're all over. That should not happen. Praise should just be a really intense communication. And then the intensity, of course, relative to how difficult of a thing they made a good effort for. Very important. But still make sure that they complete the task. And if you've got, you know, they just did a great blind and now you're going to turn around and run another one or something, they still got to stay businesslike. Okay, just like you're working for me and you gave me all this effort and you tried so hard and you are learning so well and this is just going to get better and better. And I say, that was an awesome job. It doesn't mean take the next day off or stop working right now. It just, I'm acknowledging what a great thing you did and that we're both happy about it. And then we continue with what we're doing. And it's the same way with dogs. Boy, I've seen many dogs, you know, you tell them good dog and I've had them land their feet right on my chest. I was like, yeah, you're not that good. Okay, there's no one that's that good because I didn't say good, now you can assault me. I just said I really like the level of effort and what you did there. So praise, if you really think about it and use it judiciously and powerfully, it is extremely meaningful. It is with humans and it is very much with our animals. Our animals are very tuned in. So when you do have whatever your good dog thing is, and for most of us, that's good dog. Okay, and you can have subtleties even with that. So if your dog came in and you've been working real hard on getting a real square, straight finish, you know, they come in, heel around, sit down square, facing the same direction as you, you know, and they came in and lined up, you're doing a lining drill or something real perfectly. That's good dog, right? Just let them know, I go, man, you are doing it. You are doing what we've been working on together. A real subtle one. Doesn't excuse them. Doesn't break their train of thought. You're just communicating to them, you know, man, this is good. And then when a dog does something, you know, really like the swim by. When I have my little guy and we're doing the swim by and he swims over and then he does it both directions and he's not sure what he's doing, but he's trying really hard. That was a big old hearty, good dog, you know. It was like, bud, this was so hard for you and you gave it 100% and you actually did it. That was so good. So that's a big emotionally charged because he just pushed his limits as far as they can go. Somebody lining up square with you on obedience, we're not pushing any limits. We're just making good effort. But when somebody does something awesome, then we have the awesome level of, I see what you did and I see how hard you're trying. And when you do that to any living thing, human or animal, they love you and they will give you more because you have seen into their heart. And that's really what this is. So I don't take praise or the praise discussion, you know, philosophically. Well, I feel that when an animal does the right thing, we should. I don't think it's that at all. I think it's way bigger than that. And when we just throw out good dogs, they just become benign and friendly noises that we make. And when we praise effort and see into the heart of that animal and what they're doing, we don't, again, I'm going to review this one more time. We're not praising the carrying out of the task as much as what we're doing is praising the level of effort to carry out that task. If you can praise your dog for that, if you can differentiate between those two things, then you can get a ton out of that dog. But if you're going to be task-oriented, then you're going to be very businesslike and very regular and expect the dog to be the same. And really, that's not how most of them are. So at least think about that when you're doing it. So voice level, intensity level, it should be directly proportional to how far that dog dug down. You know, how much he was pushed all the way. And if you never ask very much of a dog or never, you know, get him to dig down a little bit, then praise, you know, then they, you know, a little praise is okay. Makes you feel better. But it probably isn't real meaningful. Praise, and in a lot of people, for a lot of, and I think of, there's a thing on Facebook, Crusoe the Celebrity Dachshund. I watch every one of the videos. Of course, I love dachshunds. They're just the coolest dogs in the world. And I watch that. And those dogs do all kinds of really cool things. They're like little movie stars. And they do it all for food. And so that's a, you know, their reward is to get something to eat. And that's fine for movie star dog stuff. But when what we're talking about, when we're talking about an animal not dying because you can call them from coming and going across the road or chasing a rabbit or a bird that they shouldn't chase or another dog, when we're talking about the life-saving stuff, again, if you have, as opposed to the bribing and negotiating, you know, I don't think that treats are praise. Treats have a place, not very much in the stuff that I do with dogs, unless they're afraid. Every now and then I've used it to change their thinking or something, but treats don't fall into, I never gave my kids pizzas when they got good grades. You know, that just wasn't how that worked. Or when they, you know, got a great job or graduated from college, you know, it's not like, oh, now you get a big cake. There was a lot more to all that. I think sometimes just parents acknowledging what you just did was amazing. Also is somewhat meaningful. But anyway, the treat thing is not, I don't equate treats and praise whatsoever. Treats is a whole nother thing. But if you have the ability, one, to ask a lot of your dog, to know how to ask a lot of your dog, to see when they give you a lot, then praise can be a very powerful tool. If it's something that you hand out like a little dog treat, then it's going to be equal to a dog treat. And you're not going to get into the heart and soul of that animal and maybe, you know, find out just how much they have to give. Really get them to love this as much as possible and to give it their best effort. So like my little guy I told you that I've been training that's done faster than everybody. And he would, you know, if he could drive a car for you, he would. He just thrives on trying to do what you ask. And so even though it's hard for him to grasp some of the more sophisticated things, just the identification and acknowledgement of his level of effort just makes him a very, very special animal. And I've had a lot of those in training. I'd rather have one of those guys than the brilliant, smart one that also doesn't really care whether I like what they're doing or not. Because praise, you know, you got to get them to dig down before praise is going to be meaningful. So half hour of this, I just wanted to throw that out with people because I think praise is often just people don't really think about it. And it's just nice to say good dog. And then when you like them, you say good dog a lot. And secretly the subtitle on that is, oh, I love you. I just love you. I love you. And so you say good dog instead. Think about making praise with your animal be something a little more meaningful to the dog and a little more powerful, just like it would be with you. In whatever you do to make your way in the world, whatever you've put your heart and soul into, if it's this dog training stuff, and you just work so hard, and you get some stuff wrong sometimes, you know, and you get it a little funny, but somebody walks over there and goes, wow, you are giving this everything you have. That is amazing to see somebody care that much and work that hard. You are really something special. Okay, you're going to be a better dog trainer. But if somebody walks up and tells you, well, you did this wrong and that wrong and you blew the whistle too soon and you didn't do that, okay, you're not going to probably be a better dog trainer the next day. So think about that when you're working with your dog. See what's really in there. Don't be afraid to ask a lot of them, because find out what they have to give and ask for that. And just like it does for you and me, that makes them a better animal and a happier, more satisfied animal. Because mastery of anything makes all of us feel really good. So give them that chance. So I offer that to you guys now. Again, it's a hot summer, crazy things going on. I hope everybody stays healthy and stays safe. And I'll be back soon.